Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be answering the question, how long do narcissists hold grudges? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. Welcome back, y'all. The finger pistols felt weird right there. Drop me a comment if you think that was weird. I won't do it again, I promise you. Look, one strike and you're out right there for me with the finger pistols. Anyways, y'all, welcome. What's up? Happy Tuesday. But yeah, this is a question I get a lot, y'all. Dude, I'm feeling great. Oh, no. That's one of the things, y'all. I know when I'm feeling great, I'm having a good day, that a down is coming soon. I just realized. I'm glad I caught that. I'm feeling really good today, but you know the highs and lows, the ebbs and flows of mental health, of your mental health and depression and anxiety, how that works. I'm going to have a down day here pretty soon, but we're going to tackle a lot of stuff today, so the down day doesn't affect me. Anyways, y'all, if y'all having a down day, pick yourself up. If you are in a down day right now, I love you. I appreciate you being here, watching this video. You are worthy. You are worth it. You are enough. Wait. I got to have the shirt on. The shirt says I'm enough. So you are enough. So thankful. Thank you. But yes, y'all, back to the topic at hand. I know I got carried away. I just had to shout y'all out. How long do narcissists hold grudges? How long do you think? Drop it in the comment section. How long do you think? Because a lot of times in these spaces, when you're dealing with narcissistic people, y'all, think about it. They hold grudges for, some of them can hold grudges forever. And this video got inspired because a woman commented. I saw a video about a woman, right? She commented, she's like, I finally decided to give my toxic guy I know from my childhood a chance. Like, he's been pursuing me for 20 years, and I finally decided to give him a chance, and it was a date from hell. Like, I tried to set a boundary. He lost his mind and said, how dare you talk to me like this? How dare you? How dare you do this? How dare you? Like, he lost his mind. And she said it in her video. She said, people warn you about giving people chances from your past. They're like, hey, be careful giving people a chance that you overlooked in the past because they hold grudges. Some narcissistic people absolutely will hold a grudge until the day that they damn die. Will hold their grudge. And that, y'all, there is no end in there. A lot of times there's no end in sight for that grudge. Let me say it like that, because some of them will, and like, there's no particular person that they won't hold a grudge against. They will hold a grudge against their kids, their family members. They will hold a grudge against anybody who they feel like has wronged them in any way, shape, or form. Like, if their kids do something wrong to them and now the kids are not talking to them, they will not reach out to the kids. They feel like, hey, I'm your parent. You need to reach out to me. I'm holding a grudge until I die. I'm going to write you out the will. I'm going to not talk to you anymore. If you have kids, I don't care about those grandkids. All because you said something disrespectful to me. All because I felt like you wronged me. And this could be, y'all, it could be something minor. Your toxic parents hold grudges against you for something you might have done to them or said to them when you were a teenager. When you were the age of teenage. They might hold that against you when you are a teenager. And that's absolutely mind-boggling that they do that. Because a lot of them will do that. You know? Holding grudges. They said they hold grudges from when they are kids. Like, narcissistic people hold grudges from when they are children until the damn day they die, pretty much. Like, if a woman has done a narcissistic little boy or narcissistic little girl wrong, they will hold a grudge against that woman or that man or person, whoever it is, y'all. It doesn't mean your gender identity will not, you know, it doesn't affect how much of a grudge they hold against you. Man, woman, non-binary, whatever you identify as, that grudge is just as fresh. It's fresh. It does not matter. With your religion, whatever. You know, I know certain religions might have it within the religion that you can't hold grudges. Grudges are bad or whatever. But narcissistic people, y'all, they might pretend to be religious, but they are literally, some of them are literally the worst people on the planet. They just fake being religious. They will hold a damn grudge against you forever. Like, they will hold a, like, that's why, like, a lot of times, this is why the silent treatment happens. I'm not saying that all grudges are held for eternity, but most of them are. Like, if you do them wrong, right? If you do a narcissist wrong, if they feel like you do them wrong, right? They're going to be pissed at the fact that you've done them wrong in the relationship. That's where the silent treatment comes from. That's a grudge. That's them holding a grudge. What's the longest you've been, what's the longest somebody has went silent against you? You know, when they've been dismissive of you, like when you've grown up with this person, like your sibling can hold a grudge against you from when you were a kid. You remember that time when we were 6 years old and you didn't pick me on your team first and I'm your brother? I've hated you since that day. Hey man, we're 70. I don't care. You say you act like my feelings don't matter. You see what I'm saying? 70 years. 70. You know what I mean? That's why I just tell people, like, and none of this happens. If you've ever cheated on a narcissist or they perceive you cheating on them, they will never let that go. I don't care if they say, I forgive you, let's work through this. They will never ever let that go. They will treat you horribly based on the fact that they feel like you cheated. Like, if they think you cheated, they will treat you horribly. So if you actually did and you confessed to it, they are going to treat you horribly for the rest of your life. And they're always going to find a justification. Narcissistic people, the reason they can hold grudges for so long is because they always find a justification for the grudge. They always find a way to justify the grudge. Even though you might think it's stupid, you might think it's ignorant, like, why the hell are you holding to a grudge like this? That is dumb as hell. You might think that, but that narcissistic person, they're going to find a way to justify that grudge in their minds. Like, this grudge is the grudgiest grudge that this has ever grudged before. They're not going to let it go. Why would they? Why would they? Well, Lee, I've apologized. So? Well, Lee, the apology, no, it doesn't. Lee, the apology doesn't mean anything. No, it doesn't. And that's not me trying to be mean, but that's just the mindset of it right there. It does, like, they don't care if you apologize to them. They're still going to hold their grudge because the fact that you did it is what matters. The fact that you said it is what matters. The fact that the action happened or the words happened are what matters in this space right here. You know what I mean? Because that's what's going on. They are going to internalize it and treat you horribly based on it. So some of them will not ever let a grudge go. I don't care if they say they've forgiven you for it. I've forgiven you for it. You argue with them. I don't care if they say if they said they've forgiven you for it, argue with them and see how it goes. You know? Argue with them and see how it goes. If they I forgive you, argue, get into an argument and see if they don't throw it in your damn face. See if they don't launch into an attack based on something that they said they're over. I'm over it now. Let's move on. Let's move forward. Let's move forward into brighter horizons for both of us. No! They're going to use it against you in an argument. If they run out of insults, if they run out of ways to justify how they're treating you or their behaviors or whatever, here comes the past. It's always going to be in their back pocket. They keep their grudges in their wallet. They keep their grudges right here behind the debit cards and the credit cards. Like, the grudge goes right here. That's a picture of my son. The grudge goes right here and whatnot. But that's it right there. That's the mentality that so many people face when you're going through that, when you're dealing with narcissistic people. Like, they won't let it go, y'all. If you feel like they're holding a grudge against you, or they feel like you've wronged them, or you might have actually wronged them. You know, we're not perfect people. Nobody's perfect. You might have actually wronged them. they're not going to let that go. Because the mentality behind it says, you wronged me. I can't let this go. I know it's healthier to release it. It's healthier to forgive and forget or sometimes. But they, it's damn near impossible. Like I said, I'm gonna tell you a real true story. I think I've said this before in another video. But I held a girl called me ugly when I was like 8 or 9 years old. I was like in second or third grade. A girl called me ugly when I was in third grade, 8 years old. And I held a grudge against that girl for 30 years. 30 years. I was, in my mind, I was wishing bad on her. When I was an adult, I hadn't seen that girl in 30 years. I was wishing bad on her. I was like, my therapist is like, why don't you let that go? It's healthy if you let it go. I was like, look, therapist, Miss Therapist, I want to let it go. It's just something in me holds on to it. Something in me is holding on to this grudge because it's serving me in some way, shape, or form. This grudge is serving me. This hatred I have for her, because she hurt my feelings and she brought shame into my life. She was one of the first memories I have of shame in my life. She hurt me. So I need to have it. I don't plan on hurting her. But like I said, I actually ran into that girl a couple weeks ago. Her cousin and my son play on the same basketball team. Her cousin and my son play on the same basketball team. And they I was like that. I was like, wow. And I seen her, and they grew up. I realized as an adult, as 38-year-old adult, I was like, that's an idiotic grudge to hold. Their grudge is so stupid. It's so dumb. She was a kid. I was a kid. And I released it. It felt good to release it, y'all. I ain't gonna lie to you. It felt good to release it. It felt good to let... That might be why I'm feeling so good right now. Because I released that grudge. I released that damn... That toxic grudge I've been holding on to for three decades. That's crazy, isn't it? But most narcissists will never get there. I know that makes some people sad. But like, you just made me sad because I know my partner will never get there. They have to want to get there. Yo, you can show them the trail, you can lead them down the pathway, but they have to want to get there themselves. You can't make them want to be better. But Lee, what if I love them more? Loving them more won't change how they treat you. I just posted that on my YouTube channel yesterday. I posted it on my platform yesterday. Loving them more won't change how they treat you. So they're going to hold on to these grudges because these grudges are serving them in some way. These grudges probably serve them like they always have something on you. I always have a reason to not forgive you. I always have a reason to be angry at you. You know, I always have a reason. Some of them use the grudges. This is how I've used my grudge. I use it because it made me hyper-focus on how I look. I use it to make sure I'm taking care of myself. Make sure I'm viewing myself in a certain way. You know what I mean? Make sure I'm viewing myself in a correct light. That's how I use my grudge in a somewhat positive way. Because, you know, I make sure I ain't looking rough. I look rough sometimes on camera, but today is not that day. But they will hold grudges forever, y'all. Even if they say they forgive you, they might bring it up in future arguments, future actions, like future situations. They might bring it up and use it against you again because that's the mindset behind it. I'm always have this to serve me if I need it. I always have this grudge in my back pocket to be angry at you and to use this leverage against you. If you're winning the argument against me, I can always use this against you. Even if I said I was sorry. Even if you said you were sorry, I don't care. It serves me now. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Of course, I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. We're creeping towards that 500K, the elusive 500,000 on YouTube. Thank you so much. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.